Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, and country. The place where we are one nation under God, one united nation. One united nation under God. We are not going to omit or ignore God on this show. Not like some of the things that are happening out there. But anyway, today is Thursday, July 11th, 2013. My name is Sally Baptist, and thank you for tuning in tonight. Tonight, we're going to talk about Yes, We Can. It's, sometimes people forget who we are, what we are. It's like, yes, we can. This is our country, and we will take it back. The frustration of dealing with government, especially as corrupt and as tyrannical as it has become in the past decade, I guess. It's happened over time, obviously. It didn't happen overnight. We keep forgetting that we still have that Declaration and we still have that Constitution, despite what others may want to do with them. And I'm not going to get into it tonight, but maybe on Monday, after I've had some time to look at it a little more, look into it more. Apparently, there are those who want to reconstruct our Constitution. And that's exactly what King Obama and company would want. They want to take ownership of that Constitution and say how it should be. And I'm telling you, what they saw in Egypt, I really do believe Americans can outdo what the Egyptians did, and that protest of a tyrannical dictator government routine if they try to do that here. And so it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But then again, who knows, right? So the whole point of tonight's show is we'll talk about some of the general issues, but we've got to remember we can take back our country, and we must. If we don't do it, who is? I mean, as I kind of put it on the show page, and I wasn't really too politically correct or nice about it, I said, yes, Americans can take back our country, regardless of what the unethical, backstabbing, treasonous traitors of D.C. say. America is still our country, and we have the right to reinstate our organic Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, with or without the help of those elected to public office today. If these people that are in public office today want to continue to violate their oath of office, violate their fiduciary duties to we the people, we will take it back on our own. And it may be similar to what happened in Egypt. I don't know. Whether it's going to, what the military's role in all of this is and all those kind of things, I don't know. But I think next week on July 15th, when there's the amnesty rally, one of the black organizations who's doing the Save Our Jobs, Stop the Amnesty kind of thing in Washington, D.C., I think that's going to be, I'm hoping there's a very big turnout. As time runs out, it's less likely that I'll get to go. I'm kind of trying to figure a way, but things just haven't quite worked out that way. So I have to probably won't be able to attend it. But I definitely believe it's in what they're doing, and I would love to be there. And I'm hoping as many people go as they possibly can, because I'm telling you, to me, it's critical to say, yeah, what happens on July 15th in Washington, D.C. is going to be that message, yes, Americans can take back our country, and we're going to. If they don't want to do their job right, they don't want to uphold our Constitution like they took a sworn oath to do, and if they think they're going to just allow this illegal invasion to continue, they're going to know the American people are saying, no, it's not going to go that way. And you know what? We can corner, I mean, there's enough people. How many millions, 300 million, over 300 million people, Americans, that can surround that Capitol building? There's many more American patriots than there are the illegals. Now, the illegals who try to play all these games and the anti-Americans, who don't really work most of the time, we're supporting a lot of them, they have more time to do these things. And people will pay their bus fare to route them there and things like that. But after what I've seen in D.C. the past couple of years, like and especially in 2010 with the Tea Party and everything, the American people, the American patriots are fed up. And we're saying, yes, we can take our country back. And, yes, we're going to. It's that simple. Yes, we are going to take this country back from the tyrannical, treasonous traitors of Washington, D.C. That's all there is to it. So they can peacefully move away, or we'll see what happens. I don't see any reason for anything but a peaceful resolution. I think we've put enough pressure on these people. But, I mean, just imagine if the American people just flood Washington, D.C. Like, you know, you're not going to be allowed to go in your office. We're going to blockade you from going into that building. It has nothing to do with violence or anything like that. We're saying it's time for you to sign here, you resign your office, and you go home, and then we're going to get somebody who will really represent us. We will have another election, and it will have nothing to do with the political parties. We'll actually have an open ballot when you vote for people. You vote for Americans. You don't vote for a party. Well, that's right. Anyway, so that's the whole theme tonight. As we talk about different things, I'm going to give some other updates on some other stuff. The other thing I must mention is that tonight is going to be a short show. I'm going to have to end it at 8 o'clock because I have some other things to take care of. Tonight I have another engagement, and so I'll have to end the show around 8. But there's still some things we can get out there. First off, what the GOP is doing on the amnesty thing. I mean, right now they look like they're doing good. They look like they've heard our message. But I never, again, you always got to keep what they're doing. The message, we got to keep doing this until S-744 has been put to rest, until they go home for the August recess and nothing's been done. They should do nothing. And that's kind of sounding like what, you know, they say they're coming up with their step-by-step approach and this and that. There is no need to come up with an approach, people. Enforce the current law. Enforce the current law and put the fence up on the border like you've already passed law to do. Put that up and get the other pieces that are already passed, the various electronic or biological entry and exit systems and these other things that are already there. It's so disgusting when these people try to say, well, we've got to fix the problem. We've got to do something. It's like, well, if you just enforce the current law, that'd be something. Why keep making new laws that you're not going to enforce? I was listening to Michelle Malkin on Hannity last night, and she was so right on. Everything she said about the amnesty, I agreed with her. I literally did not disagree with her on one bit of it. It's enforce the current law, which those of you who have known me for a few years, and you can maybe still find something on the Internet. I don't know if it's still out there or not. When I was running for Orange County Mayor, that was what I kept saying. We don't need immigration reform. We need immigration enforcement. That has been the problem all along, and that was back in 2005, 2006. So stop giving us the garbage. Honor the laws right now. Abide by the laws now. And then if they don't work and you need to tweak them or make some changes to them, okay, then we do it. But this nonsense that we have to do something. We have to create more laws that we don't enforce. Well, I mean, what good is a law if you're going to enforce it? I mean, isn't that what they say? I mean, it's nuts. But the main thing, it seems like our message has been getting to the Republican Party, regardless of the likes of a Paul Ryan and some of the other liberals out there. They seem to have heard the message, no amnesty, no S-744. And secure the borders. And they don't need new law to secure the borders. They do not need new law to secure this homeland. Everything they need to do is already out there, but they've refused to do it. So stop with the crap on that stuff. I mean, it's insulting to us, and you think we're so stupid that we haven't been paying any attention to what you've been doing. And I'll give you credit, or I will admit there's many of Americans who don't pay attention, or in the past didn't pay attention but do now. We're tired of it. We're going to take our country back. And are you going to help us take it back, or are you going to be one of those who gets recalled, removed, whatever, from office, and just the like the Egyptian people did? Whatever. Whatever it's going to take, because we're not going to let you destroy this country as much as that's what you want to do. Who knows why you want to do it? Do you truly think you're going to be rich and famous when China takes over everything? No. Do you think you're going to be wealthy when China takes over everything? No. Excuse me. Okay, the other thing, too, that I want to talk about is Baker's Green Acres. I mentioned this on the last show, and we had the gentleman from Baker's Green Acres on our show within the last 6 months, I would say. It was a little while back there. But this is a Michigan farm, a Michigan family farm. They're taking away, the Michigan Department of Natural Resources is harassing this family and taking away their rights like you wouldn't believe. And they do need money. If there's anything you can do, you can imagine what it's like to be a family farmer and be harassed by this government this way. It's so anti-American what Michigan is doing. Myself, I have called Michigan in the past, and I've complained there, and I've faxed information there, because it's un-American. It's unconstitutional. And going out there slaughtering their hogs, because they don't like the kind of hogs they raised or something, and then charging them $700,000 for doing it, and they're trying to shut down their farm. It's just not right. This is not America when this happens, people. This is why we have to take back our country. We cannot let the evildoers, at the state level, too. I mean, this isn't federal here. This is Michigan State doing this. You've really got to contact Michigan State and oppose what they're doing. It's absolutely ridiculous. I don't know if I have a phone number here or not, but there's a one group called Food Freedom News, and this is where they're doing everything they can to control the food supplies, stop you from growing your own food. It's ridiculous. Let's see. In the latest action on Thursday, June 27th, legal papers sent to the court say the state demands $700,000 in fines and destruction of the farm animals, all based on how the pigs look. These actions are not just against Mark and Jill. It is also against their children and their animals, too. This is one of five lawsuits against Michigan Department of Natural Resources and their new ISO. Several more suits are pending. Baker's small farm business has nearly been ruined and at jeopardy. Now are their pasteurized poultry and beef production for local families who want farm fresh, healthy food. Baker's Green Acres farm is an organic farm. The Bakers have set up an The Bakers have set up an interim crowdfunding account through pledge to handle the donations that are only trickling in now. To meet the family's needs, feed the pigs and fix the tractor, and for the small fees being charged by an independent attorney. Well, we should definitely thank the attorney who's trying to do something without ripping them off. But this is just so disgusting. It's so un-American. It really is. The other thing, I really do think people need to call the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, call the governor's office, call their legislature, call their Senate and their House. Call every one of them. Department of Agriculture, whatever, and try to get some help out of D.C., but, in the past, Rand Paul has helped people with property issues. Don't know if he can do anything there or not, but anything we can do to help them out. And the other is in talking about the amnesty. I'm going to continue to promote the Dennis Michael Lynch, excuse me. Like I said, I'm having a hard time talking today. Dennis Michael Lynch, he has the documentary, They Come to America, 2. They come to America, there's two versions. Come to America, there's Come to America 2. The true cost of amnesty. He has done so much research on this. He's seen the Chinese people coming over, the Chinese nationals coming over. I mean, one of the videos I saw, they said, you know, out of all these people, only one or two of them were Mexicans. The rest were all Middle Easterns, Asian people, and the Muslim group, Indians, Pakistanis, all people who hate us. So we've opened the gate to say, come on in and invade our country, set up shop, because our government doesn't care about the American people. And that's why amnesty is so, so wrong. The fact they refuse to secure this border is such a violation of their oath of office. It is such a treasonous action to allow this country to be invaded by those who hate us. And that's what these people are. It was just interesting watching this video. And the guy said, there was only one or two Mexicans. The rest of them were all Middle Easterns and some Asians. And they said something about the Chinese that came through paid something like $50,000 each to get into this country. So what do you think they're coming in here for? And, I guess it was Huckabee who made a joke and said, last I heard, China's not on our border. Well, Huckabee probably doesn't realize that the U.S. has given China eminent domain over our property. And we'll mention that briefly in a few minutes. But the whole thing is the true cost of amnesty. They come to America. We are being invaded, and the people in Washington, D.C. are letting it happen. And that, for that reason, if they are not aggressive in securing this border, any of them that refuse to do that and blocks securing this border, they are guilty of treason. It's that simple. And anyone that voted for S-744, that was a treasonous act because you said you want our country to be invaded. You refuse. And you know, all the nonsense about we secure on the border with Napolitano Homeland Security, you don't know that the FARC hasn't been done by all this time. How long has she been there? And she says it's secure now, and we know it's not. And that's what that's proven. And they come to America by Dennis Michael Lynch. So go to the website theycometoamerica.com, and you get some more information. You can see the videos. You can do a search on They Come to America, and there's a bunch of YouTubes out there where you see various things on it. Very good information. And that's the facts. That is the truth about amnesty, and that is why we have to be persistent. I mean, the GOP is acting like they're going to take this amnesty, is going to reject amnesty, but I'm not going to look the other way. You know, this trust but verify routine, they're having their behind-closed-door meetings and all these kind of things. I think they realize people will not survive if they allow this amnesty to go through, and that's what they should know, and they should fear that because they'll be destroying this country. The GOP will go away, and there'll be nothing but one large, massive liberal progressive party. There will be nothing else. So it's encouraging on that, but to maintain active and voicing our opinion loud in reference to the amnesty. Let's see here. Something a little bit more local, Orange County Commission. There's a group. And I've done some work with them. I haven't done too much lately, but I have worked with them some that are out there fighting corporate welfare at the local level. And Orange County, Orlando, Central Florida, you got people, and it didn't matter what party they're in. It makes absolutely no difference what party. The reckless spending goes on by both sides. You would never know the difference if you just went and looked at the record of these people, didn't know what party they were affiliated with. You would never tell the difference. You would have no clue who was a Republican or a Democrat. You just wouldn't tell because it's our money, and they just think they have the right to spend it. But anyway, come this Tuesday, July 16th at 1:30 p.m., there is going to be a rally to do the right thing, and this is going to be on right in front of the Orange County Commission building, and that's at 201 South Roslyn Avenue at 1:30. And if you're interested or need more information, contact Matthew. I'll give you it's Matt Falconer, and his email is matthew@matthewfalconer.com. So call him and let him know that you're going to show up. He's going to have some signs and things made up for people to hold, and it's a good thing. We've got to stop the stuff locally too. There's been talk about a professional soccer league, major league soccer team coming to Orlando. We don't need it. We don't want it. The Orlando Predators, they do okay, but they don't pack that stadium. The stadium wasn't packed. I've only been there one time for one home game. It was not packed at all. And I have not been, I've never been to an Orlando Magic game. You know? I never have been to an Orlando Magic game. Have no intentions of going to one. But as far as I know, those aren't getting sold out either. So the last thing Orlando needs to do is waste millions and millions of dollars and be billions on another stupid stadium for pro sports. Hey, if Major League Soccer wants to come to Orlando, build their own stadium, and do their own thing, go for it. Doesn't bother me. I personally think it's going to be a failure. And some people don't understand that Central Florida is already an amusement park world. You have Disney and Universal and all the stuff that's right here that you don't need. SeaWorld, of course. You got SeaWorld. I mean, you got all this stuff here. Sport is not what people come to Orlando for. Mickey Mouse isn't out there on the soccer field. So, you know, it's just a dumb thing to waste money on. And if you can, please participate in that on Tuesday, July 16th at the Orange County Commission Building, which is 201 South Roslyn Avenue. And if you want to contact Matt Falconer, his email is matthew@matthewfalconer.com. And let him know that you're interested in getting involved. Stop corporate welfare. Stop wasting our money on their friends. We can't afford roads and things like that. We can't afford them to waste money on silly things like stadiums. Speaking of roads, next Thursday we will do a show on the toll roads. There's been some other things going on. Some of these toll roads are losing money. They actually made money when they reduced the tax on it. People were a little bit more willing to use it. They were pricing it too high. People couldn't afford it. So there's a lot of bad news around toll roads. And I think, who knows, if you've been taxed enough already, if you're a Tea Partier, you should be opposing these things too. Not to mention, just like with, giving China eminent domain over our property, they're selling off our highway infrastructure to foreign entities too. Cintra, an organization out of Spain and Australia, is the main one on that one. The other thing, let's see, just for a little bit of humor here, there was a thing about Marco Rubio out there in one of the Shark Tank, and there was it's a political newspaper, and then bloggers put stuff out there, and of course I put stuff out there. It just amazes me when I see these diehard GOPers out there. And I'm like, people, would you stop? Rubio is history. He is no good for the Republican Party. He is no good for America. Why would you want to vote for this guy? Why would you even think of it? And finally, while of course I put my own message out there in reference to him being president, that he's not eligible, other people started putting that out there too. It's getting out there. Why he is not eligible to be the president of the United States. Now, some Republicans are turning a blind eye to the guy that's in there now who shouldn't be there. But you know what? It's treason when you violate the Constitution like that. Openly ignore the Constitution. And if you were to, if the Republican Party, it would be a violation of our Constitution for you to promote such a thing. And those who are in public office, it's a violation of their oath of office when they go out there and allow it to happen. So, you know, Marco Rubio, it's time to get back into whatever legal business you were doing. You were probably doing legal work for the illegals. And so that's probably what you should be planning on going back to after this term in the Senate. You will not be in the Senate again. And people are comparing you to Charlie Crist. It's like, they're just saying a whole lot of difference. Charlie Crist admitted he supported amnesty. They both waste money. I've seen that. They both supported the Patriot Act. Now, there's not a whole lot of difference. The fact that you're registered as a Republican doesn't mean you're a conservative. Let's face it, Charlie Crist was a Republican too. Yeah. Funny how that all worked out, wasn't it? So, goodbye, Mr. Rubio. Mr. Amnesty, time to pack up and go for that other career. your career in public service is just about over. Because we don't want you. Florida is not going to reelect you. If you're going to run for the Senate, you need to plan on relocating to another state. Go someplace where they're clueless. Maybe California will elect you. Yeah. Relocate. I think that's a good idea. Mr. Rubio and family, go relocate to California. Run for the Senate there. You got a good chance. Let them have you. The on Tuesday's show, they had a guest. That's American Freedom Watch Radio with Karen Schoen and John Estabrook. They had a special guest, Michael Shaw. And Michael Shaw is an expert on Agenda 21. And there was a very in-depth discussion about Agenda 21 and the Blue Ways. So if you didn't get to listen to it at the time, please go back to the archives and play it. Very interesting, very informative information. And again, it proves this is why we must take back this country. We have every right to take it back. We can take it back. And I believe we're getting enough people to have the will to take it back. And, I mean, July 15th, I am so waiting to see what happens in D.C. on July 15th, and I so badly want to be there. Because the American people have had enough. Enough is enough is enough. It's time to care about us. It's time to protect the American people, which is what your primary job is, securing the homeland and protecting the American people. And it seems like you do everything but that. So anyway, listen to Michael Shaw, and if you're depending on how familiar you are with Agenda 21, if you're familiar with Agenda 21, I think you'll find it informative and interesting. You'll get some more information. If you're not familiar with Agenda 21, then you really do need to listen to it because he's got so much information. And Michael Shaw, he's part of Freedom Advocates, and you can go to that website, freedomadvocates.com.org. I put it in the webpage there, and get more information there. It was really interesting listening to him talk and the thing with the Blue Ways and everything and how this government is taking our land from us. And, I mean, you go back to the Founding Fathers, the right to own property was one of the most critical things. If you don't have the right to own property, you have no liberty. And that was Washington that said that. You have to have the right to own property to have liberty. If you don't, you own nothing. You're just a sheeple and a serf and a peasant to King Obama and company. Well, we're not going to let it happen, people. The American people are getting madder and madder and madder, which is great. And then they see what the people in Egypt did, Egyptian people out there. And they're like, you know, that may be us next. That may be us. The other thing, let's see here. Oh, my goodness. Look who's out there. Let's see. I am not sure. Whoops. Looks like I have been ignoring Ms. Texas out there. I will go right to you in just 1 minute here, Ms. Texas, but I got one other thing I've got to mention. The other thing is Obamacare. Look at what is happening with Obamacare. It is falling apart. And again, right now, with everything we've got going on with the amnesty, the Republicans seem to be growing a little bit of a backbone. Again, I'm cautious. I'm not going to go out there on a limb and say, hey, don't worry about it. They're going to take care of everything. I wouldn't be that crazy. But the fact that they're pushing back on this amnesty, it seems like they're hearing us. So in addition to the amnesty message, now is the time to say totally defund Obamacare, pass the law. Obama, King Obama's over there doing his own laws and violating, bypassing Congress. But you know what, Congress? You can go out there right now and say, well, you know what? If they're going to postpone the mandate for the businesses, you guys from the House and the Senate are going to push back the mandate for the people. Because people don't seem to really understand, or some people don't seem to understand what happens in this thing with the Obamacare. So say that you're working for a company that has 60 people, over 50, not a gigantic corporation, but it's still big enough, over 50 people, and your employer today is providing you insurance. Well, because of Obamacare, what they're paying you, what it costs them today to cover your insurance is going to substantially increase when this thing goes into effect. And the question was, what most of these companies were doing And again, I don't think these were the mega size companies, but the point is, any the companies over 50 people with over 50 employees, they're saying, well, you know what? If I cut them down to part time, I don't have to pay for their health care. So the individual will earn less money and have to buy their own insurance. What do you think that's going to do to you, the middle class? You will go bankrupt trying to buy this crazy health care. Then you won't buy it, and then you'll be pay, you'll have to pay a fine once a year for $2,500, whatever it is they're saying. And then the rest of us will have to pick up the tab who are working and paying for it. And then we're the ones who are going to be sacrificed by having to pay all the costs for everybody else. Or everybody's going to say, well, wait a minute, we're not going to pay it. We'll just pay the fine. There will be no money for it. The whole thing is nuts. The other aspect of this is with the corporations is that they cut people back. They don't hire people, or they don't cover it at all. They just say you're going to they keep less than 50 people. So if they have a staff of 60 people now, they'll lay off 11 people to get it down underneath that amount, so they're not required to buy it. No matter how you look at it, this mandate is going to cost the working class. The middle class are the ones who are going to pay for it the most. You'll either lose your job, be cut to part-time. And if you work 40 hours a week now and you're cut to 28 hours a week, whatever it is, I think it's less than 30, 28 hours a week, and you've got to now pay for your health insurance that you weren't paying for before, it's not rocket science. So now is the time. Yes, we can tell Congress, both the House and the Senate, to if Obama's going to ignore the rule of law, which he's doing quite well, with postponing the mandate for the businesses, then the House and the Senate should be quite willing to vote to postpone the mandate for the working class person. It's that simple. The rich people, you know, the Romneys, the Bloombergs, the Trumps, they don't care. They've got their own insurance. They're covered. This means nothing to them. It's only you and me who are out here trying to work to earn a buck, and they keep doing everything they can to take our money away from us. They keep doing everything they can to push us down further and further into the hole. So we've got to stop it, and we can do this. That is the whole point of tonight's show. We can do this, and we must do this. And on that note, I am going to get Ms. Texas in here. Howdy, Ms. Texas.
Howdy, Miss Sally. Boy, I'm just listening to you grinning like a big old bear eating some honey.
You agree with me. Excellent.
Oh, well, you know I do. That's why I'm sitting here. I don't come here to harass you. Because if that happened, we'd be at war because we'd think alike, and it would be too hard for us to go the other direction. You know, I heard that same discussion that you just finished take place on the radio today. I forget who Hannity was speaking to, but it was on the same basis that if, and this guy was involved, I'm horrible, some way he was in Congress or whatever, you know, he was a part of what was going on. And he said that this is a perfect time for the GOP to come in and step in and do what they know is right and take this out of the hands of Obama.
Yes. They have got the perfect opportunity. They've got the perfect opportunity in front of them. It's going to be interesting to see what this Republican Party does.
And the other thing is that Boehner seems to some way or another have grown some. Yeah, I'm not going to say it. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, my message to him, and I think you were copied on it, was stop crying and show some courage. I put it that way to be politically correct.
Well, I don't care about politically correct, so I'm just saying grow some balls and get over it. I mean, that's what we're talking about. You know, get some courage. Get some backbone. Do something.
Yes.
Don't just be a weenie.
And
right now he's looking like an Oscar Mayer jumbo.
He is. I mean, he right now it's all sounding good. And I don't know if you heard Michelle Malkin on Hannity yesterday, last night on Fox News. I mean, I think she's great, and she just said every single bit of it was perfect. And the same thing, she said, it's looking good, but I'm not gonna rest until I see what they do, you know.
Exactly. The other thing was they said that they were telling on the news today that the GOP is not going to do anything about this amnesty bill until September, probably. And that when they do, they want to break it down into pieces. In other words, they're not going to pass one big old blob. And they want to break it down into pieces. And it looks like the first piece that they're going to work on is securing the borders. Now, we have to, from now until September, get in touch with the members of the House and let them know that if they want to secure the borders, they're going to have to take the power from whatever her name is, Homeland Security bitch up there. Oh, I said that, didn't I?
Yeah, you said that.
Well, I mean it. Take the power away from her so that, you know, they were trying for a little while to enforce the laws down on the border, and she has told them to stop. So they need to tie her hands. They need to tell her to shut up, go away.
That's right.
The other thing they were talking about is that they can defund when they come up on this new budget thing they'll come up on after September, defund the whole Obama thing. They don't have to fund it. So my question here is, why in the hell are they even thinking about funding it in the first place?
Well, exactly. The it's not rocket science what the Republican Party has to do here. It really isn't. As long as you get their crazy mentality, and I believe Michelle mentioned it too, and it's been mentioned several times, if they stop thinking that they're going to somehow win all these Hispanic votes, do what's right for the country and you'll get the votes you need. That's all there is to it.
Well, my question is, since when can the illegal vote? LULAC is made up 20% of illegal immigrants who aren't even registered to vote in the first silly place.
Well, but we all know what that's all point. Legalize them and then, you know, you'll let them vote. I mean, we all know that's the path. That's the real path that's going here.
But in how many years? It won't happen tomorrow or the next day.
It will happen. And what the rumor is now, or what the thought is, I should say, not really rumor, the thought, and I totally agree, is once you say these are legal people, they're legal to be here, they're almost Americans routine, whatever, there's going to be a legal challenge saying you can't discriminate against them. There'll be something crazy like that, and they will be given the right to vote. And, of course, once they get a driver's license, they can all vote anyway. You know, it's all this other stuff. So it's all about the vote. It's all about the Hispanic vote, which they keep forgetting that La Raza wants to take down the United States of America. La Raza wants to take their part, what they think is what their is rightfully their land, they think. And so it's like, okay, so once again, they keep wooing the enemy. What is with you people? When are you going to start to realize who the enemy is here?
Yeah, because, you know, that's what they've been taught in school. They've been taught in school that this land that we're sitting on here is actually theirs. And their government has lied to them out their butt about how everything took place and why it took place. So they don't even know what they're talking about. And I know that because I have talked to some about it.
Right.
And when I set them straight, when I tell them what our history is and what the, you know, and I'm going to say, let's do a 50-50. Let's say that 50% of our history is right and 50% of your history is right. Who do you think has the right to the land? I said, the Spaniards took it away from the blacks in the first silly place. In
right,
Africa.
Exactly.
So don't sit here and call the kettle black when you're as black as the kettle is.
Exactly.
Even though you're brown. But, you know, it just, and if an old woman like me can have that much common sense, what in the hell is wrong with these people who are supposed to be educated?
Yeah, well, we know what the education did to them.
Yeah, well, they're like my brother. They're so damn smart, they're ignorant.
Well, exactly. Brainwash is more like a master plan to brainwash people.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, The dumbing down of Americans has definitely worked on that stuff. So, but we are taking a turn. We are turning things around, and I'm just, you know, I'm like, hopefully the this amnesty thing. Hopefully they let S-744 just die on the floor with nobody doing a thing with it, and but the GOP realizes this is what the people want, and if they want any support from the people at that ballot box, they better change their ways and do this.
Well, I'm hoping enough people have told them, like I have, and I've talked to several people that have basically told them the same thing, don't call me anymore. You haven't done what we've told you we want you to do. You're not supporting your voters that you have now. So I'm not going to give you any more money. I don't want to hear from you.
Exactly, and I do the same thing. I said, I'm flushing my money down the toilet giving it to you. You don't do anything like you say. You don't
I might as well go lost and make another gambler out there, Rich.
Exactly. So... Oh, I'm hearing some sound effects there.
I quit. You got the best ears in the country, I can tell you that. We need to use you as a spy. Oh, Lord.
Well, what was the other thing? There was something else I was going to ask you about. Well, of course, we're all celebrating Perry is done with his career. Or done with his governorship, I should say, and hopefully done with his career. Let's see, what else was going on out there? Well, something else I was going to ask you about good old Texas. And what was it?
Well, the only other thing I know that's going on is the abortion thing. Schools, they have stopped that. I forget, you can remember the name of it, iCamp, that plan that they were going to initiate to educate our kids, and they took that away. Somebody got smart somewhere and decided, you know, they realized that wasn't the best route to go.
Yep.
I can't think of much anything else that's going on. I know a lot going on in my little town, but I'm not involved in it right now. I got brought up to date today. And it's not good, but that's something I'll have to work on in the future.
Okay. And well, you got July 15th. I really want to see what happens next week with that amnesty rally in Washington D.C. Because
I know
that
is just
the frosting on the cake. Yeah.
I know we'll both be sitting home pouting, but we'll be with them in heart.
That's right, definitely. Excuse me. I've done my best to promote it and get people thinking about going to it if they could.
And you need to tell people when they go and they've heard that on your show, they need to tell people that that's where they heard it. You need to start putting yourself out there and let them know that you are out here campaigning for them, and the way to do that is when they go and they say, how did you hear about the rally? You say, oh, I heard it on Sally's radio show.
Well, that would be nice. I'd love it if they start doing that. That would be great.
So I want you to... I didn't stop it. You know, start telling people to do that.
Yeah.
Tell people you heard it on American Statesman, Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. I will start doing that. I will be much better, and I'm going to just to prove it, I'm going to say, just remember, people, when you hear this information, let others know where you heard it from. American
exactly, and that's how you promote yourself, and you will build up your listeners.
Yeah.
You want to hire me for your... Oh, Lord.
My PR department here. There is one other thing I did not write my notes on it, but... another thing I did want to mention, back in the early days of American Statesman, Blog Talk Radio, we had the Colonel on. Do you remember Larry Mrzynski, the Colonel?
I can't remember. Right now, I can't. If I told you yes, I'd be lying.
And truth is, you may have started listening after that, so I'm not really sure you had heard him. But anyway, he was on. He was a co-host for part of the time in the beginning, and. He has decided to run for Congress in Georgia. So
is that a good thing?
Website out there. Oh, it's
is that a good thing?
Oh, it's most definitely. what in the world is that?
I'm telling you. Okay, I turned it off.
Well, it's got to be a good thing
if he was co-hosting with you.
Co-hosting, he's been very active in stopping, helping to stop the tolls in Georgia. He's working with a group there too, and I mean, I met with them, him and the group at one point in Georgia. Well, they have stolen lanes as a group in there, and they have actually derailed or stopped some of the toll roads. The one toll road that they were going to, they're supposed to sunset and things like that. So he's been very much advocate for getting rid of the toll roads, and plus he believes in the Constitution, and he was in the service for many years. So we need people who actually appreciate what the Constitution is. So he's got a Facebook page, and I encourage people to go out there and like it. And if you go out there and like it, make sure you tell them that you heard it on American Statesman Blog Talk Radio.
There you go.
I can do this.
Well, since you know the gentleman, tell him to beware, be prepared for what they're going to throw at him.
Oh, he knows. He actually had thought about, he talked a little bit about running last time, and then he decided not to. He just didn't figure it was the time to. He definitely knows what happens in this process. And he was on the executive committee with the Georgia GOP, and he was one of their keynote speakers at the Georgia convention.
So he's more involved than little old city woman like me. I mean country girl. I'm not city, I'm country.
Country, that's right. And he does have a YouTube out there, and I'll have to put the link out there, because he's a veteran, and he's very, very active in the veterans area, in the area of veteran services. And, I mean, Rand Paul who was talking yesterday, excuse me, they talked about how many millions of dollars they spent building these buildings over in Afghanistan and wherever. I think maybe Pakistan, too. I can't remember. Two buildings, they spent millions and millions of dollars. $140 million in one, $80 million in another. They're not going to use them. They may tear them down or something, but they're never going to be used.
The time and effort they put into trying to educate these people on how to fly planes and do this stuff. Three quarters of them can't do it because they can't read and they're not educated.
Well, and these buildings weren't for that kind of purpose. These were buildings that were for supposedly the U.S. was going to do something with and use, and then we never did, or we weren't, whatever. It was all, we all know what it really was. It was gravy money that they gave to some friend to build something. And this is how many millions of dollars when they can't take care of the veterans. You know, it's disgusting. And so, anyway, Larry is very much in tune with the Veterans Affairs.
And they're talking about cutting the pay. I heard that yesterday. They're talking about cutting the pay scale of the veterans who aren't in dangerous areas, who are serving in places like Germany and England and the different places where they're not confronted, by war conditions, decreasing their pay. They don't pay them anything as it is.
They don't pay anything as it is, and this, again, is all the mentality to destroy our military. I mean,
They want to push Americans out of our military so they can put Islamic jihadists into our military. They're bringing Chinese over here. They're going to put Chinese into our military. They're going to put everybody in the military but Americans. That way they can get them to fire on us.
Exactly. I mean, this is literally talking about orchestrating the takeover of the United States of America by this government. And, I mean, I said it all along, even with the days of the 9/11. And so it's the enemy from within we got to worry about. The one that's out there that we can see, we can handle. It's the enemies from within this, our own government that are doing this to us.
Well, I'm just going to say something that probably get me in trouble. But if I was a little mouse and I could find Soros, there would be no more Soros.
Yeah. Well, you know he's got a wall around him.
That's why I said a mouse.
Yep.
I would take me a little tablet of strychnine, and I would take care of him.
Yeah, he's definitely an evil, evil, evil person. But, of course, you can't do it by himself, you know.
No, well, there's two more I'd like to include on that, but I'm not going to call their names, but they're a he and a she.
Yeah. Well, I have, when it comes to the list of those, I think need to somehow be removed from a threat to us. The threat they propose to us, or the American people in the United States. I have a pretty decent list.
I hear you. And well, one of them at the top of the list that's considering running for president should be Hillary.
Oh, yeah. And I'm really hoping, and I mean, I have been going out of my way to share this information. U.S. gives China eminent domain over U.S. property. I don't know if you ever did any research on it. I put the link out there on the last show. But I have I've gone out there, and I'm doing my best to try to prove that this isn't true, but I can't find anything that disproves it.
Well, I was thinking about the Freedom of Information Act. What you could do in order to, they'd have to tell you yay or nay whether or not that's true, and I don't know where to submit it.
Yeah, I'd have to do a search on it to find out exactly how you request it. Judicial Watch, if you go to the Judicial Watch website, they can tell you, because they do Freedom of Information requests
all
the time.
Okay.
So they would know it.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, even I should probably contact Judicial Watch and ask them if they're aware of this, because they may already have something out there on the same thing, too. So I probably should ask them. And, I mean, I've been sending this, faxing this to a variety of senators and representatives and asking what's going on with this or what are you doing to stop this and, you know, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And putting the word out that this is there and Hillary's name is all over it, so.
Okay. You just work so hard.
Hey, I'm
I don't know where you. Well, I don't know where you find the hours in the day to do this.
I don't. this weekend has been really a crazy weekend. As I said at the beginning of the show, I'm not sure if you heard me, that today I have to cut a little bit early. But it has been like nonstop this whole week. I think I've slept about 3 hours a night. That's been about it. But hey, it's for a good cause.
There you go. Okay, well, I'm going to be done for the night, so you can get off early.
wait a minute now, but...
Oh, okay.
Well, 8 o'clock is what I said, and we are getting close to that, so we're almost done. But anyway, again, what I was just talking about, for those who may not have heard it on the previous show, you've got to go out there and look. U.S. gives China eminent domain over U.S. property beyond high treason. And you got to get this information, and you got to be challenging everybody in both houses, the Senate and the House of Representatives, to explain what this is about. They need to go out there and say, prove to me this isn't really happening. And if it is happening, why are they not going after this person for treason? And also, everybody needs to know, because if she's doing this when she was Secretary of State, what do you think she'd do as president?
Well, what else did she do that we don't know about?
Exactly.
What else has she done as Secretary of State other than letting an American get killed over in Afghanistan? And how is that important now? You know, what else has she done?
That's exactly my point. It goes back to, we need to worry about the enemies from within.
Exactly.
And I personally think, I qualify her as an enemy from within. Of course, who knows, I'm saying that, but seems like people do die around the Clintons.
Well, she was from the get-go. They're both crooks as it is. They've both, you know, been taken to court and sued and fined and everything else for doing things as attorneys that they shouldn't have done. And here we are going to put her in office? I don't think so.
Well, I would hope not. I really would. But that's why people need to know about this thing right here, because, I mean, this is how major this is. And if you would ever vote for that person to go into office, then again, it's all over. You know, it's just
funny. Well, let's put it this way. If she was a Republican and had done that, the news media would be all over this like stink on shit.
It would be. It's totally amazing how our so-called freedom of the press is working or not working these days.
Where they're the Obama press. They're no longer, you know, they're pressed for the king. They're no longer pressed for the American.
And this is true. And he really has taken on the role of king. He doesn't, he writes his own laws and does what he feels like doing. He doesn't even know there's a Congress there. He does whatever he feels like. And again, to me, it shows there's something seriously wrong in those two houses of Congress and they don't stop it.
Definitely. Definitely.
Oh. Okay, well, you're more than welcome to give your last words of wisdom and, tonight's theme, yes, we can. This is our country, and we will take it back.
Yes, we will. If Americans will wake up, get off their butts, get off their couches, turn off the TVs, turn off the cell phones, and get involved.
Amen. Amen. We can do it, and I really do think things are turning right now where we have some serious momentum and critical mass. It was a small minority of people who started the revolution, the American Revolution. Once you start, others will follow because they see what side you're on. They see you're doing the right thing. And
well,
that's where I think we... Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I think we're at a point where it's really looking good. And I think, you know, again, July 15th next week, is going to be a telling story, I think, of what happens in D.C.
I was going to say, and I believe we're taking the turnaround when I start seeing people go to the streets.
Yep.
Because that's what it's going to take, because the news media is not going to cover it, so you've got to go to the streets, you've got to let your voice be heard, and don't depend on the media of any kind other than Sally's blog talk radio show, American Statesman, for your voice to be heard.
Exactly. Very well put. I definitely have to hire you for PR.
Well, don't work
hard
or have fun at whatever you're taking care of tonight.
Okay. Thank you as always, Ms. Texas. Always fun. Always enjoy it. And everybody else, thank you for tuning in, and we'll have a full show next week. We will be talking about the roads. We'll get back onto the toll roads, because we've got more reports showing how they're losing money on these toll roads and they're having to cut the toll taxes back. So we're going to get into that next Thursday. And when it comes to Monday, I'm not sure what we're going to talk about yet. We'll figure that out over the weekend. And so please, please be Americans. Be involved. Forget divide. Don't let them divide us. Be an American. Secure the homeland. Take back our country. Yes, we can. This is our country, and we will take it back. And on that note, may God bless America, and good night, everyone.
Good night.